This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Making more farmers and ranchers eligible for a tax break is the focus of a proposal that passed in the state Senate yesterday. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Colorado has a special tax break on property used as pasture land for cattle and sheep grazing. The bill would expand tax relief to include land used to graze other animals, like chickens and pigs. Democratic Senator Dylan Roberts sponsored the bill and says it will help small producers and family farms struggling as the agricultural industry consolidates.
They're trying to diversify their product and their livestock based on local demands and the feasibility of farming and ranching and with the current climate and lack of water and things like that.
According to U.S. Department of Agriculture data, Colorado leads the nation in farmland lost to development. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Another gray wolf is dead in Colorado. CPR Sam Brash reports the male is one of the first wolves brought to the state.
The wolf was a member of the King Mountain Pack in Routt County. It died while Colorado Parks and Wildlife was trying to capture the animal and attach a tracking collar. State wildlife managers will conduct a necropsy, basically an animal autopsy, to figure out exactly what killed it. Out of the 25 wolves brought to Colorado, only 13 have survived, and another two wolves born in the state have also died since reintroductions began in 2023. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, buses would arrive more often under proposed changes for the Mountain Metro District. If approved, the route connecting the city to downtown Manitou Springs would also be free. The public can give feedback on the proposals through Thursday at mmtransit.com. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs, overnight lows in the 20s. It's 106.